When I make videos, I really try to make people laugh, but most of all, make them think. And I think that if you can infuse comedy with a message, that it just makes the message so much more powerful and a little easier to start the conversation.
Francesca Ramsey, aka Cheska Lee, is a 29-year-old actress, comedian, vlogger, and self-dubbed natural hair-obsessed graphic designer based out of New York. With nearly 90,000 YouTube subscribers, Cheska Lee is a social media star, showing that people are thirsty for YouTube content that's not just entertaining, but also informative, and sometimes even challenging. I catch up with Cheska Lee in downtown New York City to discuss the video that has become her big break, Shit White Girls Say to Black Girls.
Is it, like, bad to do blackface? Is that still, like, a thing?
You can say the N-word, but I can't. How is that okay?
My best friend was black. I mean, she's still black. And we're not really friends anymore.
Although the impetus for this video was to create a parody in response to the Shit Girl Say YouTube series, Cheska Lee decided to go beyond that and use her social media platform to discuss her everyday experiences with race.
So I'm from the suburbs of South Florida, if you can't tell by my voice. And when I was growing up, a lot of times I was one of just a handful of black students at my school. I went to a private Catholic school. And so I got lots of awkward questions from people. And, now I have dreadlocks that are almost past my waist. So people always ask me, is that your real hair? Can I touch it? Like, do you wash it? Which is just really weird. And a lot of times people, want to hook me up with their black friends. And they'll say, like, oh, you should meet this guy. He's really cute and he's black. Or I'm almost black, or like I have a butt like a black girl. I mean, people just say all types of things. And I realize that they're not necessarily intentionally being offensive, but it is really awkward. And so, I put a comedic spin on it so that people could kind of shine a light on these things that people say and hopefully encourage them to stop saying them. And then with the other comments, I think sometimes people think those things are compliments. Like when people say things like, oh, it's almost like you're not black. I think that they think they're being complimentary, but what they're saying is like, oh, you're better than the average black person because black people are usually awful. I don't think they realize it when they're saying it, but I've had relationships with coworkers or classmates in the past that would say those types of things, and they didn't really understand why it was not okay to say it.
Cheska Lee's videos are not just funny, but also critically engaging, and that comes with its challenges. Even though her video Shit White Girls Say to Black Girls resonated with millions of people around the world, she wasn't expecting the backlash she got.
What I wasn't really prepared for was there were a lot of people that were calling me racist for making this video, like insinuating that I was saying that I hate all white people or that all white girls do these things or that I was stereotyping all blondes. My intention was not to say that every white person does these things. And, I had to go on national television on Anderson Cooper and explain to people that I'm not racist because I talked about my personal experiences. And I think it just goes to show you that race is still something that in this country people are really uncomfortable talking about. And instead of like analyzing how they have behaved, it's easier for them to go like, well, I didn't do anything. You're the bad one, rather than accept that maybe they messed up and they could learn from it.
It's been a year since this went viral. And despite years of building up her social media community, it was this one video which gave Cheska Lee her big break. It has now enabled her to make a living by creating YouTube videos on a range of topics. Realizing what success this can bring, Cheska Lee wanted to pass on her advice to any young listeners out there wanting to make a change through social media.
One, I encourage people, if they think that they have something worth saying and they are kind of hesitant to jump into the social sphere, I know it can be kind of overwhelming because there's so many people doing it and it kind of feels like, well, no one will ever hear my voice. If it's something that you really want to do, I just say go for it and do it because you love it. Don't get discouraged if no one's watching or no one's reading your blog when you first start. Just keep at it and be true to yourself. And when the right moment presents itself, I think it can happen for anyone.
This is Rachel Bongiorno for DW in New York City.